This is a Get Serial podcast. You can check out more Get Serial at syn.org.au and at Get Serial on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Hey, this is Get Serial on Fridays. That was Lime Cordial, Addicted to the Sunshine. I'm Ryan, and I'm joined here with my co-host, Portia.
Hello.
So we've had an interesting morning so far, talking about Valentine's Day and travel tips and having an interview with Mia Biskin before. And now we have another interview coming up with Eva Lamkum from Kiwi Fest to talk about Kiwi Fest. Eva, how are you going?
Good, Ryan. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you. Give us a little bit of information on what Kiwi Fest actually is.
Kiwi Fest?
Yeah.
Well, it's all things Kiwi. there's going to be involvement of culture, food, performances, mostly Kiwi artists, and I think a few artists who have lived here for years are going to play at the festival. So basically it's just a Kiwi culture experience. I guess because there's so many Kiwis here that we decided to organise a festival for Kiwis. But anyone who loves the Kiwis and loves the Kiwi culture can attend as well.
That's great. Can you tell us a bit about how it actually got started?
Well, apparently this is the first festival.
Oh, really? This
Kiwi
is the first one?
This year, yeah.
Wow,
yeah, so,
fantastic.
I'm surprised too, so... It's kind of cool because, just looking at the numbers, there is quite a few Kiwis living in Melbourne and all over Australia. So it's nice to have something, you know, for the Kiwis, I guess.
Definitely, absolutely.
What is something special and interesting and special that you can only find at the Kiwi Fest?
Say that again.
What is something special that you can only find at the Kiwi Fest?
That's a good question. I would say, I don't know, I think it's more kind of exposing people to the culture side of things, the traditions. You don't really see that in Australia every day, so, you know, it's just something that good to kind of experience, like the proper traditions of the Māori culture, and Māori and Polynesian culture, I guess.
Yeah, for sure. It's great to have that kind of thing that's accessible for everyone to get involved in, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
So why do you think that Kiwi Fest is an important thing for us to have?
Sorry, what was that?
Why do you think that Kiwi Fest is an important thing for us to have?
Well, I think it's I would say we've always had that relationship with Australians, and I guess because Australians are so welcoming to Kiwis, but it's also a big community in Australia, so, you know, it's great to kind of share that, the culture, kind of spreading the love, I guess. But, yeah, I would say that there's always been that collaboration with the two countries, and it's, you know, it's great to have Australians, you know, welcome Kiwis, and especially the Kiwi culture, which is great.
Yeah.
So I would say we're pretty much brothers and sisters.
Absolutely. So you mentioned before that this might actually be the first Kiwi Fest that we've had in Melbourne. What kind of challenges have you guys faced in putting this festival together, if any at all?
I'm not organising it. I'm just
okay.
I don't know what's going on behind the scenes, but I mean, from what I've seen so far, it's been good.
That's great. I mean, that's what you want, isn't it? Yeah.
Definitely.
Well, I guess another question would be, do you think that New Zealand culture gets enough recognition in Australia?
I think I've been here almost 2 years, so... You know, I mean, people recognise, the minute I open my mouth, everyone's like, oh, yeah, you're Kiwi. So,
yeah.
You know, there's always that banter, you know, oh, you could. It's quite funny, though. But, yeah, I guess it's, there is that respect between both countries. But I guess, you know, I mean, I have a lot of Australian friends, and, you know, they tell me that, you know, the Kiwi culture is very different from the Australian culture because we're so diverse and so multicultural and diverse. I mean, so is Melbourne. But I feel like everyone knows that we're a community, we're a family, regardless of where we're from in New Zealand. We always come together as, you know, as a country, but, you know, we're very supportive of each other. And I think it shows when, you know, you become friends with people outside of your culture, they realize this. Kiwis are known to be friendly and supportive and chill, yeah. Maybe too laid back sometimes. But, yeah.
That's good.
And like
you said before, Australians and New Zealanders are pretty much brothers and sisters as well. So it's nice to have that kind of intersectionality and kind of come together for this kind of event.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
What sort of performances will they be?
It'll range from, I guess, the big part of Kiwi music culture would be reggae, so I would say it would be heavily reggae music, but yeah, it's all sorts of genres, like pop, hip-hop, my type of music is soul, funk, jazz, but I will be putting elements into my performance tomorrow, Saturday, so it'll be all sorts of music, and it's also a bit of kapa haka and te reo Māori music, I guess.
Excellent. Everything. So tell us a bit about what you are hoping to do at Kiwi Fest, because you're performing there.
Yes.
Yeah, so how does it feel for you to be able to perform at an event like this?
To me, it's part of my culture, I guess, being mm-hmm. Kiwi. It's something that I'm happy to be a part of. And, you know, when they said, hey, we'd like you to perform at Kiwi Fest, I'm keen to make me a part of it. But I think in terms of performance, it's been a while since I performed at a festival. So I'm just looking forward to getting back into it, playing music again, making music, so and it's good that I get to share that with my, you know, with my country.
Absolutely. Well, that sounds fantastic. Thank you so much for joining us.
No, thank you.
So Kiwi Fest is coming up on Saturday the 15th, which is tomorrow, and it's happening at Footscray Community Arts Centre. What time are you performing, Eva?
I'll be on at 4 p.m.
All right. Okay. Excellent. Make sure everyone's down there at 4 p.m. at the Footscray Community Arts Centre for Kiwi Fest and to see Eva Lamkam perform. Thank you again for joining us. It's been great having you on the show.
Yeah, thanks, Lauren. Thanks for having me.
No worries.
Thank you.
All right. Just to reiterate that again, Kiwi Fest is on tomorrow, Saturday, February 15th at the Footscray Community Arts Centre. Get on down there for some live music, culture, arts, food and drinks, all around the theme of New Zealand culture, which is very important. It sounds really fun.
It does.
Yeah. All right. Shall we jump into another song for now, Portia?
Yes, we shall.
Beautiful.
What is our next song?
I think it might be Everything I Live For by LaRue.
Yes.
Yeah? Okay, I got that right?
You did.
Beautiful.
Awesome. We'll go into that now.
You're listening to Get Serial Fridays with Portia and Ryan.
This has been a Get Serial podcast. Get Serial, 6 till 9 a.m. weekdays only on Sin.